16 years ago, Fred Hobson, one of our best scholars of Southern writing, published But Now I See, The White Southern Racial Conversion Narrative. He examined in that book the writings of a number of Southerners who had come to recognize and reject their own racism and then explored it, often in memoirs. The experience was much like the religious conversion experience, emotionally powerful. After all, they felt themselves to be saving their own souls. Hobson wrote about Lillian Smith, Will Campbell, Willie Morris, Larry L. King, Pat Waters, and others whose books were published in the 40s through the 70s. Now there seems to be a new wave of such memoirs coming out of the 60s civil rights era. Recently here I have talked about Fear and What Follows by Tim Parrish and The Newspaper Boy by Chervis Isom. In Better Than Them, Mac Ott of Greensboro tells his story. Not only had Ott grown up in segregated, bigoted Greensboro, one day as a child his beloved grandmother called him to her and whispered, "You are better than them. Don't forget it." Small wonder, then, that on July 16th of 1965, 4 months after Bloody Sunday in Selma, Ott stood at the curb on Main Street watching the first Greensboro Civil Rights March with a tire iron in his hand. As he puts it, quote, "iron in my hands and in my heart," end quote, ready to do violence to peaceful strangers and fellow townspeople seeking the right to vote. That very fall, Ott would go to the university where, exposed to new ways of thinking, he would become a social worker and advocate for children's rights. Over time, Ott decided to explore the history of his family and his hometown to learn what forces shaped him and what other people were thinking in those tumultuous days. Sincere as he is, Ott is not an accomplished writer, and most of what he learns and passes on is not startling. The effects of slavery and Jim Crow lingered long and hard. Rural poverty has a powerful effect on race relations. Family pride, quote, "can be constructive. However, if pride can't stand on its own without lowering others, it is actually dependent," end quote. Ott had diabetes as a child. His father was alcoholic. The family had lost its fortune over time, so low self-esteem contributed to racist feeling. A few other bits were more unexpected. Ott's doubts that, quote, "To Kill a Mockingbird converted many segregationists like me in 1965, end quote, this runs counter to a torrent of dubious Mockingbird conversion narratives. In writing his book, Ott's looked at the local paper from the 60s with predictable but instructive results. The Watchman described the July marchers as, quote, "a bunch of noisy juveniles apparently more interested in silly antics than in anything else," end quote. When two local black churches burned, it opined they, quote, "might easily have been sacrificed by civil rights so as to spur contributions from other parts of the country," end quote. Ott's also interviewed a lot of Greensboro natives, black and white, male and female. Most said what one might expect, but Alice Hargris, a black demonstrator, produced the best piece of wisdom for Ott's regarding prejudice. Quote, "You grew up on it. It gets to be your fault if you pass it from your generation to the next. It will pass if you let it pass," end quote.